You're listening to Potential Cast, Season 4, Episode 14.
That is correct.
Goodbye, Iowa. Okay. Goodbye, Iowa. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Riley is a
Tensions
junkie.
erupt.
There you go.
Tensions erupt. Tensions erupt between Buffy and an ailing Riley as they pursue Professor Maggie Walsh's killer.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Ken.
Hello, Ken.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
It is
so, Ken,
good to
you've
be here.
watched Buffy before.
I have
awesome.
Many times.
Don't spoil us! Oh my God.
I won't.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And are you a podcaster yourself? Do you have shows? Do you have 14 of them like Robin does?
I do not. This is the first podcast I've ever been on.
Awesome.
What? Ooh,
welcome.
All right.
We'll be gentle with you. A lot more gentle than Buffy was to Riley last episode. Awesome. So, yeah. This was something,
yeah.
Huh?
It was.
So, Ken, how do you feel about season four and the initiative and Maggie Walsh and Riley?
I seem to be in the minority, according to the podcast, in that I like Riley.
Okay.
I don't hate him.
I've gone on record many times. That haircut gets in my way. And I am not, I am okay with that. He's a fictional character. I can hate him for whatever reason I want.
Exactly.
Boo. Yeah. So.
And then, you know, maybe everyone's feelings will change, you know.
Yeah, you never know.
So we want to read feedback from the
Facebook group. Sure,
let's do Facebook group feedback. Kim, do you want to give it a go?
We don't have any other. No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't. I don't have the thing open. I just closed it because I can't look at that picture anymore. All right. All right. All right. Let's see what we got here.
Bob, you're the best. Bob is great. Bob
Where
is
is
wonderful.
It?
Bob
well,
says, you have to be careful. I think recording two Riley episodes in one day might be considered torture in some countries.
Yummy sushi pajamas, right?
Kim is like, what? What are we doing?
We are.
I didn't know we were recording this one as well, but anyway, it's okay.
You got to check your emails. Moving on.
What did Missy write? Here we go. This is the only time I feel any sympathy for Riley. To learn that everything you thought was the truth has actually been a lie and cover up by the person you trusted the most. I'm surprised he didn't leave town or slit his wrists. I can't condone the attack anyone. But they attack anyone and everyone's stance he takes, but it's understandable. Willie makes an appearance. Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Not my favorite guy ever.
I love this guy. We got a new policy, see? I got a sign and everything.
Tara's back. She and Willow this time do a spell or try to do a spell. Do you think this is my side note. So when she put the like whatever sand or whatever underneath the bed, is it because she just wanted to spend more time with Willow?
Yes.
Okay.
She's sabotaging spells now because she knows Willow is just using her for spellage.
Right. Could sweet, innocent Tara be hiding something? Yes. Buffy and Xander go undercover in the Initiative, where they're met by Adam and his crazy, speechifying nature.
God.
Turns out Rai and his plans have been and his pals have been drugged this whole time. We learn not only was Professor Walsh evil, she was batshit crazy on top of it. Spike gets the shit kicked out of him for being part of the Slayer's ragtag team of misfits, and Forrest takes his boyfriend to the military hospital to be patched up. Here's hoping we're done with that. We're done with Riley. Wait. Here's hoping we're done with the Riley of it all. Two ups in a row centered on him and the crew.
Blah. Yeah. Ina says, I can't stand Riley in this episode, especially when he goes crazy at the demon bar. He's stupid. Sorry, Riley lovers. You know what, Ina? Don't apologize. He's a fictional character. Adam is the worst monster ever. With his boring speeches and computer tests. Okay, hold on. When I saw him grab a 3.5-inch floppy, yeah. I was on the moon for a second. Because, man, do I remember having stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of those.
It's high-tech technology.
Pardon? And they had their pagers from the episode before.
Oh, man. And did you guys see that the Apple display in the records room? It was one of those displays that had the little, like, halo base and a plastic neck and a semi-translucent plastic back. Oh, brought me back to the days of the computer lab at university. Adam is the worst monster ever with his boring speeches and computer discs. Gotta love the Scooby slumber party, though. And Xander trying to make out with Buffy when they're undercover at the Initiative. That was hilarious.
I read Rich's. Seriously, when did this show become Riley the viewership slayer? I don't get it.
Because he's slaying the viewership of the show.
Oh, okay. Joke. It's just weird how he become the focal point of the season all of a sudden. Xander and Willow never have this much focus on them in multiple episodes in a row. I actually don't mind Riley, and all the stuff he deals with here is enough to push anyone over the edge. Still, it feels so high school first love when he's holding her scarf in the bed.
God. Oh, barf.
Something about their relationship makes me feel like neither of them have ever dated before. Just even though we know this is not to be true. Either way, I really just hope the next episode is about someone else. Really, though, it's not a bad episode at all. Just too much Riley and not enough everyone else for my taste. Mm-hmm. I hear you, Justificationer.
Well, I wonder if they're focusing so much on Riley because Riley's going to be gone soon.
Oh, I really hope so.
Like, maybe.
I really, really, really hope so.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that we know that Professor Waltz is gone.
Yeah.
What else has he got to do now?
Go crazy.
Avenge her death. So maybe he will be around for a while.
Maybe he's the only one that can defeat Adam.
Maybe.
Maybe they're going to overdose him on those pills. And he's going to mutate into even larger and more boring.
I remember the first time I watched with every episode. Will this be Riley's last episode? Will this be Riley's last episode? Maybe this will be Riley's last episode.
Beth says, the Scooby sleepover in Xander's basement was such a classic group scene. I also love the reference to the Halloween episode. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What is that? What?
With Xander.
Because Xander, when he was a commando.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Bob says, I don't think.
You watch this show, Stephanie?
She's watched it too many times.
On the way home from the movies last night, my daughter says, okay, Mom, is there anything that you're not clear on? Because every time we watch a movie, I always have to explain something to you. I have dysnomia. Survivor.
Rob says, Tarzan. I don't think either of these are bad episodes except for the focus on Riley, the Initiative, Adam. There are enough interesting things going on with the other characters. I would tend to agree, but really.
I don't I really don't get the super hate for Riley and all that. Like, I enjoy his story and all that, but I don't think it's that bad how everyone is, like, talking about it.
Yeah. And Latina Bratter says, Riley's still here? Oh, he is. Sad face.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, okay, so at the beginning of, this, of the episode, Riley goes from just being dejected and feeling down because he found out the truth about Professor Walsh until later on he finds out she is dead, and then he just, like, loses his mind, and Buffy realizes that something else other than emotional is going on with him.
Mm-hmm. So, is he... The reason why he's so dull and boring is because he's been programmed that way?
That's an interesting point. I didn't think of it that way.
So that means he's a great actor?
That's exactly what it means.
I don't have an issue with the actor. I mean, again, I'll say it again. I'm not just being funny. The haircut gets in my way of appreciating the character. And I think he's just really, too nice. And you know what they're doing, right? They're trying to flip the script. Let's take Riley, who's all milk and white bread and very boring and banal and stuff, and let's make him crazy psycho!
Yeah.
That's not cool.
I'd like to see him off his rocker and go nuts in the next episode.
But it's two extremes that are too far apart. You know, it lacks a little subtlety, which is what I like about this series.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the whole foreshadowing and prophecy girl that you know we played in the last episode. From
our words. Or like how Adam dissects the little boy, just like the scene from the
Frankenstein.
Yeah,
that's quite disturbing.
What's disturbing is his little action figure looked cooler than Adam.
Yes.
He's supposed to look cool. He's been chopped up from all different... He's been put together with all the best bits of monsters. It does not make a pretty monster.
I don't have issues with the aesthetics, but it just looked clunkily put together.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be.
But they're a government agency with unlimited funds. They should...
But this is the
pet project?
Yeah. Mm. So maybe they didn't get approval to do it. It was something they're doing on the side.
Maggie Walsh was embezzling to fund Adam.
Yeah, she could have made the money work.
There's not enough embezzlement on TV.
That's why she made it call her mommy.
Mama. Mama. Ken, what do you think?
About Maggie Walsh and her crazy Frankenstein-like experiments?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that they were probably, she stole some money, embezzled it. About the kid, though, I think it's more disturbing his reaction to Adam.
The kid was totally fine with him.
Yeah, he just lit up like a Christmas tree.
He lives in Sunnydale. He keeps hearing about monsters and doesn't see any because he goes to bed at like 7:30. He gets to see a monster while he's up all alone in the middle of nowhere with his BMX.
That's true. The kid really just freaked me out with his happy to help the freaky Frankenstein monster. Hmm. When I was 10, I wouldn't be helping the freaky Frankenstein monster.
Who leaves their kid alone to play in Sunnydale?
Where are any of the parents in Sunnydale?
So children should not be left alone.
Perhaps there was more band candy being sold.
Or those boost bars are taken off.
Boost bars.
Oh, I love how Riley, what is it? They're discussing where they're going to hide out because they're afraid that the initiative's going to come after them. And so, you know, Giles is like, they're not going to find us here. And Riley just comes walking in.
That was awesome.
And they're spiking it. He's like, you know where Hostel 17 was the whole time.
I'm not.
Yeah, and then he starts turning into the worst boyfriend ever. What's going on, Buffy? What's going on? Why don't you tell me everything? So I can control you better.
He's finally woken up from not taking his vitamins. He's not.
He's no longer boring and passive.
Mm-hmm.
He's
what are you doing?
Regular testosterone guy.
He's still Teutonic.
Yes.
Hanging out in a bar with demons.
Let me point this revolver at some random woman.
And why was that woman randomly at the bar? Exactly.
I don't know, but I hope her depends were the brand new kind. Because, woo, that would make me pee my pants.
Did they have to show, like, oh no, he's going to kill a woman? Because everyone else in there was a demon and she was just chilling, like, whatever. I'm a demon.
Everyone else seemed perfectly fine with that afterwards, too.
Exactly.
Well, they've seen worse.
Well, the guy right behind Riley in the background, when he stops pointing the gun at her, the guy takes a swig of beer afterwards. It's like, yep, nothing happened here whatsoever.
Steph, are you back?
I'm back. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so we're talking about Riley aiming the gun at the random woman. Who was that woman, Steph, and why was she randomly at a demon bar? Was that Willie's mom?
I think she was a lot lizard.
Oh. I see.
No, I think she was a vampire. I think she was. Or maybe that's what I would. I don't know.
Why would she be scared of a gun if she was a vampire?
Oh, was she scared? I think she was just scared because he was initiative.
No, I think she was mortified.
I don't know. Maybe I have no opinion.
I like the idea.
Bullets, there were little stakes.
I like the idea she's Willie's mom.
Yeah.
I think it works.
Willie's mom.
Oh, yeah. Willie's trying to change his image.
Turn over a new leaf.
He needs the image. Reform his image.
I enjoyed the back and forth about you're going to have to hit me in the face.
That was great.
Oh.
Artie
well, the thing that I liked about this episode, I think it's a bit of foreshadowing for the rest of the season, is that Spike got beat up because the rest of the demon world knows that he's in cahoots with Buffy and their crew.
I mean, let me tell you, I've called it. This guy is going to be a Scooby now.
But he really doesn't have a choice. Yeah. Well, he does, but...
He doesn't want to leave.
He's stuck between a rock and a hard place. The demons are not happy with him at all. Because he's killing them.
Poor Spike.
So I'm looking forward to that developing.
Yeah.
However it may.
Okay, so Willow goes over to Tara's and says that she likes to talk to her and not just do spells.
Mm-hmm.
What was she saying? Is that what she was saying?
Well, I think...
Is it that... Okay, like we were saying before.
Yeah.
Tara felt like all Willow wanted was to do magic with her.
I don't think
now
that's...
Willow...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, tell me what you think the gist of that was.
It's weird. I think Willow's projecting. I think Willow is... taking advantage of Tara by only being her spell friend and not being her regular friend. And that's why she's, you know, basically almost upfront about it. And just like, I like spending time with you too. I think it's a guilty conscience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or whatever it is lesbian witches have.
I think she's nervous because she knows she's developing feelings for her.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that could be part of it.
I think when they do it, and by do it, I mean kiss for the first time, she's going to be shocked beside herself.
You think so?
I think it's gonna sneak right up on Willow.
I think what's going to happen is
she's Willow's
gonna...
in complete denial over her Lebanese-ism.
I think she's going to have a dream where she's like, in bed with what's her face, Tara, she's gonna wake up and be like, oh my god! And then the next time she sees her, she's gonna be all weirded out and just try to make out with her.
Hmm. Well, didn't she spend the night with her?
Doing spells.
Doing spells.
Boy, there are lots of air quotes on this podcast. No, I sincerely believe that that's all they did was spells.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the next time we would see them together, they would probably have revealed a little bit of smoochy spoochy.
Yes.
Or whatever it is we're going to see. But it can't be Riley's face from last episode.
Oh, really? Because I was kind of hoping for that. I think that would be awesome.
So, yeah, it's weird that she didn't do the spell and she was hiding it. But I guess she's just kind of like, you know what? I'm not doing this right now.
See, I kind of thought it was something like, because wasn't the spell that if they did it correctly, it would be like a map and you could see where all the demons were? I'm like, well, maybe she's a demon.
Oh, how did I not think of this before?
Was a demon?
Oh my god.
How would I not think of this before? Of course, Tara's a demon.
She's that smokes pot.
And is a lesbian.
Like sand.
Because I thought she was high. Well, that's a good theory, too.
That's awesome. Good on you, Gabby.
I don't know.
You know what I love? I love... Go, Gabby. I'm sorry.
Maybe I'll win another cookie someday.
I'll send you a whole box.
Cool. Some Moas from the Girl Scouts.
Send her some Coffee Crisp, Lirio.
Will
my
do.
God, I have so many of them still.
That's the lesson,
like
baby
16
Ruth.
Of them.
I need to talk about this elevator. Right the Don't fuck even... now is when I have to talk about it. Buffy clearly walking with her wannabe sexy glasses when she and Xander are undercover. And she is not wearing a lab coat when she gets into the closet elevator. I was obsessing over the problem of continuity where every time Riley and what's his name? Gay black guy.
Forrest.
Get into...
I was distracted by how shiny his lips were.
Yeah.
Because he sure had a lot of gloss on.
So every time the boys, the commandos get into the elevator, they have to say something to the elevator or else that gas comes out, right?
Oh, right.
So Buffy was not asked about that. So I was kind of distracted with that bit of continuity error. And all of a sudden, the elevator's door open and she walks out of the elevator wearing a lab coat. That she was not wearing when she walked into the elevator. So this elevator that dresses you in the morning, I want one and I want it now.
Maybe there's an maybe area like in the TARDIS.
Oh yeah. It's bigger on the inside.
Walk-in closet Yay, elevator.
Kim knows the geeky reference. Yay.
I do?
No, that was Ken.
I thought you
said Ken.
That was Ken.
Yeah. That was me, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Kim.
Oh, thanks.
But what?
It's your youthful voice. Don't complain.
We don't sound anything alike, but that's all right.
Well, to an Alabamian, maybe you do.
Maybe.
Don't judge.
Maybe, yeah.
They think we all sound alike.
You know.
That's true.
Canadians.
Canadians.
And I need to talk about something else that had me yelling at my TV.
Folks, the other gap in continuity?
No, it's something worse. Folks, if you're paramilitary, brainwashed, drugged, in withdrawal now, hurting himself boyfriend, has a bleeding hand, under no circumstances are you to pull something out of your hair,
nasty hair
and use it as a bandage. Has this girl not heard of the concept of sterilization? That boy's going to get a nasty bacterial infection.
Is that the only reason why she's wearing that stupid half bandana thingy?
Yes.
Well maybe maybe Slayer dandruff heals wounds faster.
Ken, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
She could have ripped her shirt and gone half shirt.
Oh yeah. Here. Have some of my sweat all over your wound.
Healing Slayer sweat.
I mean, I'll admit, it was probably the most sterile thing in Xander's basement apartment.
Yeah.
But still. Still, folks, come on.
What I love is the military music that played while they're infiltrating.
How about that doctor that tells that just exposition about, you know,
the guy from Weeds.
We're drugging them in their food and their vitamins and blah, 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 blah. Now, let me go over here in this secluded part of the base where no one will hear me scream or be intimidated by a little girl.
Then I die.
Because she's short.
Dr. Exposition.
So is that why Forrest was so protective of Riley? Because of the vitamins?
I don't know. Maybe he was having a bad trip.
Or maybe, like, because he was so sure that it was Buffy that killed Walsh.
Yeah, I'm sure he just blames Buffy. Just like Riley. I mean, it was under the effects of withdrawal, but he started blaming her, too.
Mm-hmm.
It all started happening because of you.
Shit, I started blaming her. Why not?
I blame Buffy for everything.
I do.
What I love is when Adam escaped, he walks over to that overhead vent,
yeah,
and he reaches up, and then, like, I expect for them to cut to Buffy and then cut back to him, like, jumping up. Or they don't even cut back to him. She just, like, mentions it later. Adam escaped in that vent. Yeah.
They couldn't pay for the effect.
Yeah.
Lazy cinematography.
It's hard to show Frankenstein jumping.
And who is that random soldier dropped onto the catwalk? Or off the catwalk? The catwalk.
He may be that one that came to the Bronze with Riley and them, because Forrest and Graham, and then there was like two other rando initiative guys. Mm-hmm. We'd never seen.
Is his name Graham or Brad?
Who?
The third one.
Oh, the Tom Cruise one? That's Graham.
Oh, I thought it was Brad.
No. Oh. Not everyone's named Brad.
Bradders.
So does that mean that Adam dragged that body all the way through the vents?
Yes.
Or there was a really lazy guy on guard on the catwalk who didn't interfere when Buffy was intimidating Dr. Hasselhoff, was it?
Dr. Exposition. Oh,
yes. It was Asselman.
Dumas, Dr. Dumas. It's not dumbass, it's
Dumas. So the episode title, Goodbye Iowa, does that mean goodbye Riley?
No.
I think it's Riley's not an innocent little flower anymore.
Or no more Riley.
We knew that in
his
the
eyes
last
have
episode.
Been open.
His eyes have been wide open in shock.
Literally.
No, we can't dwell on the previous episode. We have to focus on this one. Yeah, he's no longer... golly, let's have a picnic! No offense, Steph.
Wow.
He called Riley his brother.
Who called him his brother? Oh yeah, Adam called him his brother!
Is it because is Riley like half human or is he full human?
I think maybe
he's got feelings and everything.
Maybe Walsh had plans to make Riley and the rest of the initiative like Adam.
Mm.
So that was their plan all along. Let's build super soldiers.
I don't know. I'm just saying maybe so. But I believe, I mean, from what I understand, Adam was where Riley used to be.
Mm. So
that didn't make any sense. Adam used to be the commander.
Where Riley is now. He used to be Riley.
Yeah. Right.
Hmm.
Oh, man. I gotta say, I did not think that Riley could be less compelling after last time's episode, but seeing him going through withdrawal and that evoking absolutely no emotion in me whatsoever.
You're too harsh on him. I really don't think he's that bad.
It's just, I have no interest in him whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't.
Fair enough.
I think that Riley still has something to prove, and something in the next episode or even the one after that, he's going to do something that will redeem him and be like, oh, that's the reason why we've been waiting so long.
Yeah, because the Riley love's got to be coming from someplace we haven't seen yet, right? Like all the faith love?
I guess so. I'm still debating about the faith love, but anyway.
There's way more faith love than there is Riley love. It seems like there's just like Riley hate.
Yeah, that's the majority.
So on the last episode of Potential Cast...
Sorry, go ahead.
On the last episode of Potential Cast, Steph mentioned that Walsh was killed off because she had a real career to get back to. And that kind of changed things.
I'm just saying. She layoffed, yeah.
Yeah. Or ruined things for the show, for the plans of the show. Is Adam going to be now the big bad that they're going to chase after for a while? Maybe. Don't answer that question, but it just gack. Or gk. Oh, what do you guys think? No, KG. You guys are KG.
I don't know. I think that's a good theory.
I would be incredibly disappointed, though.
I don't know. I think that there's a lot of buildup for a lame big bad, if that's what it ends up being. But I don't know. I don't know, is Riley, are we expecting him to come back, or is he going to be a big bad, or are they going to come up with somebody else? I don't know. I just hope it's not Adam, because he's lame.
Yeah. And I always wonder when I go watch the episodes on Netflix, who's this brunette on the Netflix season 4 cover? We haven't seen her yet.
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you watch it on Netflix, the page for season 4 has, I guess, the DVD cover, and it's Spike, Buffy, and some brunette we have yet to meet. And so I'm like, I wonder when she's going to come in. I guess we're just slightly past the halfway point in season 4. And we haven't met this person yet.
I think I know what you mean.
So we'll see what...
Well, let me just...
Spoil us?
Hey, Ken.
Don't spoil us.
Do you...
Yeah.
Ken, do you know anything about, how... What's her name? Lindsay Krause? Is that her name? That's not right, is it?
Lindsay Walsh? That is, actually.
She
left early, and it messed their plans up for the season, and that's why they had to kind of rush through her story and everything. Do you know anything about that?
I don't, but I have a book here that might say something about it.
So is this like we're living a Buffy episode? Ken's off doing research while we try to figure something out. I think that's awesome.
But I will say that I think the show learned its lesson from this season. The big bads from now on are just
horrible or really good. Okay, good.
Yeah,
well, the big
great.
Bads in the other two in the other three seasons weren't bad.
Yeah,
they were awesome. Yeah,
the master was great.
Yeah, so I think,
or this, I'll just say that this was a, it was just a, it was just a fluke that she left. And
yeah, my book doesn't say anything about that, but I think you're right. I think she did leave about halfway through, because I remember reading somewhere about that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm out of points.
Me too.
Gabby?
Yeah, I got nothing.
Oh, I wrote down demons love chicken fingers.
Yes. Yes, they do. And I didn't know Willie served blood from his bar. Is this the first you see this?
Well, he's trying to class up the joint.
He's catering to his...
Oh, I know. It's just, I'm surprised we didn't see that before. I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
Except for the punch to the nose that Spike got. Poor Spike. Stranger in a strange land.
I was just going to say, he's a fish out of water, but yours is better.
Oh my god, I got a question. Did Spike actually say Jew's harp?
What?
In one of his things?
Maybe.
I'm sure he did not say that.
Oh yeah, well you guys know what that is, right?
I heard him say what? That, or maybe getting my episodes confused at this point, too.
We have a Jew's harp here at home. It's a musical instrument.
I knew what it was, but I'm like, I haven't heard somebody refer to that in a really long time, and it was weird to me.
No, yeah, we have one. Christine is really good at it.
Never heard of that.
It's imagine a, it's tough to imagine. Just do like a YouTube search at some point. It's really kind of fun. It involves lots of inhaling and exhaling fast. And flicking something dangerously close to your lips that's made of metal. So it's really kind of an idiot's harp. They should rename it Idiot Harp instead of Jew's Harp. Or they should just call it Newfie Harp. Right, Canadians?
Right, Canadian.
I shouldn't say that. I'm going to Newfoundland for work soon. All right. Well, if we have no more points, I think we should rate this sucker.
Yeah.
Ken, would you like to go first?
I don't have a rating system yet, so no. I forgot to come up with a rating system.
Kim?
Wait
a second, hold on. Ken, we made you wait like an extra 2 hours. And you couldn't be bothered to come up with your rating system while we made you wait?
I'm bad.
Oh, terrible.
It's okay, we'll wait for you to think of one.
We will wait for you. Kim?
I'm waiting. Okay, no. Okay, for this episode, I didn't hate it. I actually liked Riley in this episode. I thought he actually had a personality and showed some range. I thought that the development between Spike and the other demons is something that was the best that came out of this episode. Let's see. I will give this episode probably about a 6 out of 10 Susie pajamas.
Oh, you stole mine.
Steph, you're saying that someone stole your rating system, huh?
Yes, Kim stole my rating system.
Someone did. I'm the only one that's gone so far. Okay.
it's okay. I just needed her to say that again so I could make the edit nice and seamless. Gabby?
I liked this one better than the Iron Team.
Really?
Yes!
That's interesting.
I did. maybe it was because Willie the Snitch was back!
Willie the Snitch!
Willie the Snitch! I give it 5 out of 10 Cranky Bears.
Steph? Or do you need more time?
No, I got it. Okay. Plus one for Xander using his military knowledge and sneaking into the initiative.
Nice.
Plus one for Willie the Snitch, trying to, reform his image. Minus one for Riley losing his mind.
Oh, that was awful. That was just terrible.
Wait, time out. Wasn't Gabby in love with Riley an episode or two ago?
Yeah, I haven't been dogging Riley at all.
No, it's just that I've been so negative that it kind of seems that other people are also being negative.
No, I like Riley just fine, and I'm going to miss him, and I assume that he's gone, but I could be wrong.
I really hope that you get to miss him very soon.
And his sweaty, feverish hair was way better than his normal hair.
This is true. Mm-hmm. You know what? That's true. I'm going to add that to my rating.
Okay, so minus one for Riley losing his mind, plus one for Xander's military knowledge, plus one for Willie the Snitch. I give it 6 out of 10 human-sized microwaves.
Nice. I am going to give this episode a, 5 out of 10 trying to be sexy glasses. I thought there was way too much Riley in this episode again. The withdrawal symptoms thing had me going, really? Really? And there were some bits I liked, but not enough to kind of go over this whole... Adam, I think, is just shit. I think that's one of the shittiest things I've seen in the show. And remember, we watched season one. It is just awful to the point where I don't even care if anything he was saying was important for the furthering of the plot line of the rest of the season. The fact that they didn't kill him when Buffy tried to fight him tells me he's going to be around for way too long. I am very, very, very much upset that this is probably going to be the big bad now, and I have no interest. I want more interesting things to happen. So, yeah, 5 out of 10, whatever I said. Ken, have you found a rating system?
I have, yes.
Yay!
I like this episode. I like Riley's, you know, darkness. It was done better. And I actually sort of like Adam in the fact that I like that he doesn't fit to the whole Buffiness because science doesn't fit. So I will give this episode...
Okay.
Yeah. I will give this episode a 6.5 demonic body parts.
Yeah, awesome. Because he's part science and part supernatural. He's part natural and supernatural, and he's just like a walking, what's the word? Where two things are conflicting?
Contradiction?
Contradiction?
Yes, paradox. That's the word. Yeah.
Because he's, what did he say? He's man, machine, and demon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
bioorganic demonoid.
Crazy.
I like
and
that.
You can
though.
Even like see that in his face. He's got like three different things on his face too, right? Because there's like the man part, the demon part, and then this like metal skull thing that comes around too.
On his right up near his eye, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I like it. It's sort of like I look at Adam when he was first introduced. I looked at him as like that's how man would react to demons, really. Uh-huh. If they existed, I think that's how they'd react. Something like that.
Yeah. Folks, that's what we thought. Tell us what you think. Write us emails at
potentialcast@gmail.com.
Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/potentialcast. You can go to the Facebook group, facebook.com/group/potentialcast, and keep it spoiler free. If you want to talk spoilers, if you want to do spoilery things about Buffy, there's another group for you. It's called Potential Spoilers. Go there and be spoiler.
Yeah.
Get it out of your system, and then you can come and comment on episode recordings we're about to do. You can call us.
206-40-BUFFY.
No, 270-40-BUFFY. Oh,
damn it.
Forgot to mention the phone number last time, so that's why we have no calls for this episode. Yeah. Cool. And you know what? If you want a potential cast iPhone case.
I do.
Or a potential cast tote bag.
Ooh.
Not really.
Potential cast stickers, buttons, t-shirts, hoodies, baseball t-shirts, the really sexy women's baseball t-shirts. We also sell the potential cast thong. You can go to our Cafe Press website, which you can find link of that at potentialcast.com.
What?
At the thing. At the thing there where you can click on the thing. You can find the link to our Cafe Press shop on potentialcast.com. It's added to the show notes every single episode. And in fact, if you have an iPhone or iPod Touch, you probably might even be able to tap on the link in the show notes when you're listening to us.
Whoa.
That might happen.
You blew my mind.
Ken.
Yes.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We hope your time here was pleasant.
It was.
And
thank you for being patient with us.
Yeah, we're just today was just a clusterfuck.
Oh, no problem.
Scheduling. But well for me. I think these are some of the best shows we've recorded in a while.
Oh, that's
sure.
I look forward to hearing them.
I think so. I think so. I think it has to do with none of us having to watch Angel for recording this. Because, hey, guys, this is like old times. We'd watch two episodes, we'd record two episodes, we'd go immediately watch the next two.
Hey,
which is what my body wants me to do, but I can't do. Sorry, Kim.
I said, don't reveal what's behind the curtain.
Behind the curtain. Well, we've been around for almost 2 years. I think it's okay. It's going to be our 2-year anniversary soon.
No.
I love chocolate. All right. What's on the slate for next time, Steph?
Oh, I was going to ask Ken.
Sorry, go ahead. Yes.
Ken, how did you find out about our podcast?
Oh, yeah.
I found out about you guys through, I think it was Weedon-esque.
Weedon-esque. We thank you profusely, Weedon-esque.
Yeah,
I got on, I think it was your third show. Yeah, The Witch, or Witch, sorry. Yeah. And yeah, I've been listening ever since.
That's cool.
I appreciate that you corrected yourself when you said The Witch and then changed to Witch, because I do that all the time when I talk about anal. A fellow neurotic person. Welcome.
Indeed.
Yeah. That's cool.
So do you think we're heading in the right direction, or are we, like, totally crazy with our theories?
Don't spoil us in your answer, please.
I love your guys' theories.
That's good.
Are you? Is it true that there's a secret gambling ring in the potential spoilers group about our theories? Are you guys making money off us?
I haven't seen that. I heard about someone talking about that in the podcast, and I've been meaning to look that up. I'm just as curious as you are.
I would love for people to be betting on this.
Do you listen to Redemption Cast as well, or no? Are you not an Angel fan?
Oh, I'm fully caught up on that one. Or no, sorry, I haven't seen, you guys just released, I believe, episode 11.
That's the one.
Yeah. I haven't listened to that one.
Mm-hmm. Do you get shocked when our theories are right, or when they're like super wrong and you guys, do you like laugh and be like, those crazy potential casters?
Both, really. I love whenever one of you has a right theory, I just love it, because it's either 2 episodes away from it happening, or
it's either gonna happen.
Yeah, 2 seasons away. So, and when you're, you know, completely off the track, it's just hilarious.
Like my fax machine replacement. I'm still really disappointed.
It didn't happen.
Come on, it would have been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're getting a fax from the powers that be. We have to go help this person. Let's go. I'll grab our coats. All right. But first, we have to return these books to the library. Thanks again, Ken, for being patient and for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
It was my pleasure.
Tell your friends. So, Steph,
what
is on the slate for next time?
Next time, this year's girl.
I wonder if Steph is enthused.
I think so.
Seems like she might be. Guess I'll watch that once the playoffs are done on TV, which will be 1 in the morning my time. Well...
You could watch them both at the same time. Have the playoffs on the big TV and Buffy on your iPhone.
Or my iPad. That's
how I watch sports.
Red tie!
No, you can't hear me!
I can hear you.
We can hear you just fine.
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Now we can't.
Now we can't.
No.
Is she gone?
She's gone.
She'll
come back to say bye.
Just for the sign-off. Come on, Steph. Come back for the sign-off.
Did we do quotes?
Oh, crap.
Somebody's a listener.
Wow. Well,
man, we almost didn't do quotes for this episode. And I have mine right here that I hope no one else has. We'll wait for Steph, and I'll fix this in post. Will this mic stay put? My mic stand, I'm putting it to the test of its limits, and it keeps sliding.
There she is.
Steph, you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm back.
Hey, you know what, Steph? I was about ready to do sign off, and Ken mentioned that we haven't done quotes yet. So, oh my god, I almost ruined the show.
We can hear you, Steph, don't worry.
Steph, we can hear you fine. Can you hear me, Steph?
Now she's gone.
I think she knows before we do.
Yeah.
See, this would be my ideal setup. but the mic is going to keep going lower and lower.
It needs more tension.
Well, the thing is, I think I'm giving it all the tension I can.
Well, that's what she said. So no. Why don't we wait till... So when Stephanie comes back, tell her to just...
I'm back.
Oh, hey, Steph.
All right. Okay.
I was going to say, just shout out your quote before you get kicked off.
Oh, yeah.
Quote time.
Is she gone? She's gone again.
Ah.
It's hilarious.
So Maggie sends me down into the sewers with one of those blasto guns, and the next thing I know, it's raining monsters. Hallelujah.
That was awesome, and I only got that now. I only got the joke now. Okay, I'm going next, because I don't want anybody to take this. You know, you really should get yourself a boring boyfriend. Like Xander. You can't have Xander.
Ew. I don't want to see that. Retinol, Xander. Retinol.
That was one of the best ever.
That was great.
Oh, yes.
Me, me.
You can't do a road run.
Hey, it was in the episode.
Yes, yes.
But that was great. That's how you knew it was Saturday morning.
This is true.
You're watching the cartoons.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, all right. Is it my turn?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Absolutely not. I will not squat in that dank hole.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we want me to continue?
I know, that was it, right?
Yeah, that was my quote. But it does continue.
I was like, uh-huh. Oh. I'm not gonna say anymore. Any other quotes?
Balls.
No, you know what? I thought about doing that too, but that's on a poster, not fair.
I know, yeah. But it was in the episode.
It was in the episode, but no one said it.
I did when I read it. I was like, aha, balls.
Do you read everything out loud that you see in signs? Because I went through a phase like that. I went through a phase like that.
I wrote it down as a
because you know that's why they put it there. They put it there to be funny.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Draws the attention.
Mm-hmm. Was that the first time we saw the balls poster?
I think so. It's the first time I noticed it.
Oh, okay.
Balls will be back. Great.
Or balls.
Great.
I remember balls. Seeing it before. Oh, I just didn't mention it.
Like chocolate.
Chocolates.
Chocolate.
Yeah. Chocolate balls.
That's how we know whose dorm room we're in.
It's a South Park homage.
Salty chocolate balls.
That's my Meredith Baxter Burney commemorative towel. season one South Park. Now I miss you.
Great.
All right. Well, listen, sign off was done earlier. We can put it on after, but let's thank Ken again. Ken, thank you again for your patience and your perseverance and such. Yeah. And again, we appreciate you being on the show, giving us your.
It was my pleasure.
What's on the slate for next time, Steph?
Next we time did this, is this year's girl.
I know we did, but it's easier for me if we do it
sorry.
Again.
That was so
than
rude.
If I pass. It's okay, Steph. Kim, it's okay. Steph, what's on the slate for next time?
Next time is this year's girl.
I wonder if you could have been a little more enthusiastic about that. Something tells me you could have been.
I wish sure. You could see my hand
for next time, Steph.
This year's girl. Woo!
This is woo! Awful. I must be tired. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Where's my song? Oh, I need to play this song. I didn't have it queued up. Hopefully. Here we go. We'll be right back. Because it's the Ultimate Warriors theme from wrestling. Because at some point, someone calls Buffy an Ultimate Warrior.
Yes.
And
from
so,
parts unknown.
From parts unknown. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.